The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, the Gospels are historical. They are biographies of what really happened. There are some in recent years that might debate that or deny that and say that they're fiction or wise stories, but our faith does not believe that. However, and again, my friend Grant Petrie explains this in his book, The Case for Jesus, that they are biographies the way biographies were told in the old days, thousands of years ago, not like the modern biographies where we're concerned about the details and the facts, places and dates they were born, who they're, etc. But the biographies of the gospel tell the stories of Jesus' life that help us understand the meaning and significance of the person, the message of the person. So this particular passage, Bartimaeus has a real name. One of the few people in the gospel where Jesus heals and they're giving us a name. Scholars believe Bartimaeus was a member of the early church community, and so he was known. And this passage remembers how he became a disciple. It's also a location, Jericho, truly a city that was on the way to Jerusalem, which is where the disciples are going, where large crowds, pilgrims, would go on their way to Jerusalem. And so this is indeed a historical story, an event that we believe happened. But the way it's told and many of Jesus' miracles become a teaching moment, because it teaches us many things about how we become disciples and the road to be transformed from sitting on the side of the road blind to having sight and following Jesus. And so we are called to not only read this historical event like a newspaper, but far more important to pray it so that we may learn the significance of this event. And again, I've said it many times before, I hope this is sounding like Father Paul is getting senile and repeating himself many times, but when we pray with the Gospels, that is a privileged way to pray, with fullness of the revelation of God is Christ Jesus, and the Gospels are one of the fullest ways we know Jesus. But when we pray, we can put ourselves in the place of the different people in this scene. And this is a beautiful passage to do that and to meditate upon. And so, imagine yourself, Bartimaeus, blind, begging at the side of the road. I know in my life, and there was a time when I prayed this passage this way, and I could relate. For I did not have a direction in my life. I had not yet seen Jesus. But yet I had a sense that there was something more, something deep down in my heart that I desired. And maybe like this blind person who wants to see, something that you feel you don't have that you really want to have. I think God puts that desire, that emptiness in each of our hearts so that it will call our attention to think about where we're going with our lives. And so for me, it was meaning and purpose and direction. I think for some, healing, wholeness, a desire to find out what it's all about, to experience life to the fullest. And so this particular person, Bartimaeus, was in touch with that. Also, apparently, he had heard about Jesus, right? Son of David, Messiah. People must have told him, and he paid attention. In our lives growing up, people tell us about Jesus, but that being told isn't enough, but it's a helpful step. And so with this desire to have that emptiness or that desire in our heart fulfilled, hearing that Jesus might be the answer, it's a beautiful prayer to cry out, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. In my own life, in this very church I shared, it was in front of an activity scene. I prayed, Jesus, if you are real and you can make a difference in my life, show me. And then as we try to get closer to God and start making that prayer and speaking about it, sometimes people make fun of us. Sometimes people try to discourage us. That's what happened to Bartimaeus. They told him to shut up. He wouldn't. He persisted amongst the opposition. And then Jesus says, call him. You know, Jesus could have gone over there himself. It's a powerful part of the story. The disciples of Jesus called him, and he responded to that invitation, and he got up. That's a bold step right there, because he's blind, and left his cloak behind and walked to Jesus, or ran to Jesus, stepping out in faith. There is a risk involved. And sometimes we have to leave things behind. Maybe it's the way we spend our free time that's preventing us from following God and studying or going to church or reading the Bible, things we should be doing. Maybe it's our material attachments that we are so busy taking care of that they own us rather than we own them. Maybe it's our bad habits, our sinfulness. Maybe it's some of the friends we hang out with that don't really help us. But all of us usually, disciples find, must have the courage to walk in blindness towards Jesus, leaving behind some things that hold you back until we have that encounter with Jesus and he speaks to us and he heals that great desire in our heart, helps us to see the world as he sees it, to have that fullness or that whatever it is we've been desiring answered. This process is what it means to become a disciple. It is what it means to become a Christian. And there is a beautiful quote from Pope Benedict Emeritus that says the following: being a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. This story is telling us what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, a Christian. We go through this process to order to really be healed and to encounter God in a life-changing way. And then what does Jesus say to this person? Go your way. And which way does he choose to go? He follows Jesus. He changes the directions of his life, or gives it purpose and direction for the first time. This is the process we're all called to. And when we pray these Gospels by putting ourselves in the scene, we're invited to think about it this way and let the Lord speak to us. When we pray this way, it also reminds us of events in our lives. And this is going to be a little silly, but I can't help but think of this event. Twice now in the last 6 months approximately, most recently last Wednesday, on my day off, I've had a flat tire. And I had to pull over to the side of the road and fix it. I think God's trying to tell me not to take a day off, but I don't think so. But sometimes in this journey, we get a flat tire, and we're stalled in the journey. We're called to fix that tire, do what it is to make the next step of that journey. And so how about you? Maybe there's something we need to be about to get back on that journey. Maybe it's confession. Maybe it's picking up those Gospels, starting to read and pray with them every day. Maybe it's reading a book, listening to a song. I was listening to Amy Grant this morning. It's pretty inspiring sometimes. Maybe it's just cleaning up our house or our room or something. Maybe it's a retreat. Maybe it's coming back to Mass more regularly. Maybe we have a flat tire and that's okay in this journey. But let's do what we need to do today to get back on that journey, because it's worth it. Vale la pena. It's worth the effort. Now, when we pray this way, there's also other things that happen. We can put ourselves in different positions. And another position is to be one of the persons on the road with Jesus. And even thinking about that tire, there's a further reflection. Because 6 months ago when I first got the flat tire, it was a blowout on the freeway. And that's scary. And I got thankful that I was just alive after that. And then pulling over to the side of the road in a very busy place, it's scary changing a tire on the freeway. And maybe I wasn't smart doing it. Maybe I should have called AAA. I got a membership. But I was late for golf. I wanted to get... But I tell you, to be sitting at the side of the road in trouble and have cars whizzing by as if no one cares. Some of the cars even honked, and I don't think I was in the road. I think they were just messing with me. Not a nice feeling. But someone must have called 911. A tow truck did come by then. I was already finished. But to be on the side of the road when so many people pass by indifferently about their busy lives in our busy world and our materialistic world on the way quickly to go nowhere, and we fail to have compassion and help one another. Another message for us today might be, who's on the side of the road that you are not noticing? Jesus said to his disciples, call him. In our prayer, Jesus wants to open our eyes to the needs of one another and to stop, help them in their lives. Not everyone, we can't do that. Pray about who God's calling you to really reach out to. And sometimes just to help them physically, because that shows God's love, helps encourage them for their journey, but also it helps to build trust. And then maybe as we build a relationship with that person, that trust, as we share our faith, which we're supposed to be able to do, or why we did it, for the love of God, or because of the blessings I have, I thought I'd help you, it raises a curiosity in that person. And maybe then they recognize there must be something more, a purpose and a direction, and they start to be open to change, seeking the Lord. And then we can be like those disciples and say, get up, go to the Lord. He can heal you. and give you direction. And so today, let us learn the lesson of the flat tire. Perhaps we need to do something to get back on our journeys towards discipleship. Or perhaps there's somebody the Lord is asking us to be a missionary disciple for, to reach out to and to invite them on the way as we head to Jerusalem.